intuitive readings as well as mediumship readings. I also speak the language of light. For all of those that do not know what the language of light is, it is extraterrestrial languages. Okay, I speak a number of different languages, such as Arcturian, Pleiadian, Lyran. Then there's Venusian, Telosian, many more to name, but obviously we do not have time to do that. But my spirit guides, which are Satora, which is my main guide, Ariana, which is my fairy guide, and then I also have, Ariana wanted me to mention her dragon, which is Nigel, and I have a dragon named Glenna, and them two dragons, they propel us around the astral realm to prepare for healings and to prepare for messages that need to come through. But for all those that do not know what light language is, light language speaks directly to the soul and the DNA strands. So obviously a lot of y'all know what the DNA strands are. So the DNA strand is a helix, and on the two ends of the helix are telomeres. The telomeres are basically what grabs hold of the codes and then encodes it or embeds it within our DNA strands. So as the DNA strands basically hear the vibration of the light language, it brings about a sense of opening and a sense of peace and a sense of activation. So a lot of you that hear my light language, it may activate within y'all. So all of y'all could go home today and begin to speak light language. I started speaking light language in my sleep. And my husband would wake me up in the middle of the night and, "What are you saying?" I'm like, "I don't know." So I basically just kept on going, and it has led me into amazing things, as well as more activation of my gifts and more activation of people's gifts that I come in contact with. So basically today we're going to kind of do I have two activations that I would like to do for y'all all, as well as also a Samhain blessing, which some of y'all may not know what Samhain is, but Samhain is a particular holiday within the Wheel of the Year, within the Wiccan religion. I am a Wiccan high priest, and I do study traditional witchcraft, which it's very, very much white magic only. So I do a lot of work as far as healing, readings, light language activations, light language healings, chakra work, and they call me a galactic shaman, okay? Galactic shamans, they work within the galactic energies and the cosmic energies. The cosmic energies, you will all begin to start feeling them kind of engulf the room. And some of you may also want to join in with the drumming as well. So if anybody would like to drum, be more than welcome to come get a drum. Just this drum right here is going to be the frame drum that I speak into, and it's basically going to vibrate my voice out to the room so everybody can feel the energy that is coming off of the light language. Now, a lot of people will feel that they will have their body heat up. Some people will start seeing visions. Some people will start seeing past lives. Now, if any of this comes about and comes into your forefront of your energy, just allow for it to come up. And if anybody starts speaking light language, feel free to start speaking it, okay? But let's go through a small little prayer real quick to call in all our gods and all our cosmic energies here. So let's all bow our head. I call upon Mother and Father God, my guides, the angels, the fairies, and the galactic masters, and all the beings of light from on high. As I align with my mighty I Am presence, the highest light of who I am and who I have forever been, to assist me with the following light language activation. Okay, the first activation we are going to do is an activation of the water sprites to bring rain. So obviously Asheville, or the mountains, or Western North Carolina is in a drought. And we need to invoke them undines to bring in the energies of the rain so the plants, Mother Earth, they can be rehydrated. So, now, anybody that would like to come drum, more than welcome to.
Anybody
want
to drum?
Zeno horoku tu huma harish te teko oroku tu huma ste te elia. Zelo kuroku tu huma hari este tsoko to hu. Li arreate hemoko tu hurra ke sistem. Te hashata is de eleki anakurokutu. Bin estarite enokurokut. Jin harriam. He si harri estetokun. No krokutum, zita ari este tokutumo. De lahin este no krokut, zin harriate hemaite. Be krokutuma, zita ari este kokuromokut unaki este tokutum, riate este enor. Nokosh etwa ri este tsunu. Li arien este sonno koto un. Li harriate es enoko kopara. Din estesto nukrietam elowa ri este noko. Kita ari istenu kutu pakara ayin esto kus umara akin etu urakata ist. Zu. Zenehine ekurokunu unesta te in estenu kutu جانون اکیاست زمی هتو کروکون نی هریت اشدو راکی این استو سکون و مکروکتین Kutajiste, bok une hesteto kun, it ari ene kiata, gen ine, bokutu un, zit ari ene hesteto kun, daino riesta heste estenoku, lain umokutu, in e starrokotu. Janu ni hastayet, doku no kobriete heshanokus, de kolokoromo, nid ari hesteno, lahine, doku tu husht, bestani te eshatu rakatahimos, tastia nakai, doku rokotu, zimahariat, jela kuroko.
All right, and bring that energy up and through your root chakra. Your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your well of dreams at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye where your head was soft when you were a baby, beaming down into the pineal gland, all the way down the shushum, the central column of your body, activating the 8-cell blueprint at the perineum. Okay, so I just gave you these light codes. These light codes are basically to activate the water undines and the elements. So all these light codes are basically going to be downloaded within your energy field. So all these codes you will probably see again, either in your dreams or in some visions. So as you see them codes, feel free to use them, okay? Now, okay, so, now, does anybody, would anybody like to share any feelings or any sensations that they had during that activation? Very different than what it is on the phone, huh? Yes, sir?
Have you ever been to Africa?
No, I have not been to Africa, but I have had one of my clients say that. One of my clients said that the Dogon tribe of Africa around Sirius, because I actually had a past life in Sirius B. Sirius B was my home for quite some time and many different lifetimes. So the Sirius B and the Sirian energies are very much like home to me, as well as also the Arcturians, but I travel more towards the Sirian because the Sirians hold dolphin energy. The dolphin and the cetacean energy are basically a lot of the energies that I channel. I work with a group of galactic masters called the Masters of Delphinius, which is in Latin, Delphinius means dolphin. So the dolphin energies are very wonderful healing tool and a very wonderful tool to help open up your psychic abilities or your intuitive abilities or healing abilities. So. There is definitely something that they are wanting me to bring up that I did not have written down, but we will definitely say it. But I do have a feeling that everybody in this room has had a Syrian past life, as well as almost everybody in here has had an Arcturian past life as well. So definitely do dive deep within those galactic roots of y'all's and find the true meaning of what the stars really mean to you. The stars have a lot to teach people, a lot to allow people to open up with. And you have to realize, we're not alone here. We've never been alone here. And we've never been alone in this galaxy. There is other life out there, and you just have to seek to find it. Okay, and yes, ma'am? Perfect. Yes. Now, the next picture I'm about to show everybody is the Stargate portal. That
it does that.
Okay. Stargate portal that I created with the help of the Delphinius Masters as well as also Galactic Masters. This Stargate portal is basically to help you travel through the dimensions and travel through the galactic energies upon basically your awakening. And the awakening process is very important for humanity at this point. And basically, a lot of you will probably think that it's similarly looks like the Stargate portals from the shows that we watch. It's almost a resemblance, but not quite. The symbols around it and also the colors are much more different. But the symbols, they're greatly used to enhance abilities, enhance energies within the body, and enhance prana and chi. Now, also remember that when looking at these symbols, and if you've ever seen these symbols before, yes, ma'am?
I could mention there's a Stargate out at Holy Ground Farm, and we had a woman come to visit who could see other dimensions, and she went up there, and she described what it looked like, and it was amazing. It was just like a donut with all kinds of round different colors in it, and then it had a control panel.
Very neat. Yes, and these symbols around here, they're basically destination frequencies. They're destination frequencies for different star nations, different galactic masters, Arcturians, Pleiadians, you name it, they're probably up here. And I don't know if we have printing capabilities, but y'all can all find this on my website, or I can make y'all all a copy so y'all can... Yes, I have actually traveled in one of these, and I've also lived in the Pleiadian mothership called TX-11 and the Star of Bethlehem, and also...
In past lives.
Yes, in past lives. Actually, I've visited up into the starships at night every so often. I know I do get abducted at least once a month now. Ever since I started Light Language, they make sure that they come back, grab me up, and send me up there to do some work on my soul. Not necessarily work for other people, but work for me. Because you got to realize when doing this work as for humanity, you have to make sure that you take care of yourself. And take care of yourself good. And obviously, you are going to have human things come up where fear and some things come through. But always remember, you can use one specific phrase to remove fear and guilt. And it's called as above, so below. As above, so below is you bring cosmic energy down and then you ground it out. Okay, and... Now, the organite in the middle. Now, this organite in the middle is basically emitting a frequency for everybody to basically come into their galacticness. So if you all would like to touch it, I will pass it around for all of y'all to feel and just to soak up some energy from. I have now met the guardians of the galaxy. I have also met councils of elders. The Pleiadian Council. I haven't worked with the Pleiadian Council, but I work with the Andromeda Council, and I work with the Orion Council, and also the Sirian Council. Washta, Teletron, and Micah. That's the Sirius B Council. Washta, Teletron, and Micah. They are very interesting masters to work with. So if y'all all would like to write that down, Washta, Teletron, and Micah, they are wonderful. Absolutely use them. They will help you with anything that you can think of or anything that you can't think of and just want. And also remember that a lot of those abilities that you thought were tall tale about bilocation and teleportation, they actually exist. They actually exist. We actually all have the capabilities of this. And it's just around allowing for your energy to open up to it. You have to remember that nothing is impossible. And that anything is possible nowadays. Okay, so this is the activation that that is possibly going to enhance or awaken your light language. Okay, so y'all may drum if y'all want, but y'all don't have to if y'all don't want to. A lot of people just like to lift their hand, open their hands, and lay it on their lap and just receive the grace. So without further ado, I will go ahead and open up this Stargate portal for us so we can all begin to download the light codes and upgrades that are awaiting us. And these light codes that come through, you may see me stop in the middle, place my drum down, and start going through the mudras. The mudras, they actually have a meaning. I don't know them right off the bat because my memory's not that well. But each one, they download into a specific consciousness. And I think it's fire, air, water. No. Water, earth, fire, spirit, fire, or fire, air. Something like that. But it's on my, I can definitely get it out right when I actually see it, but I don't see it at the moment. But the mudras help a lot with bringing in the light codes and bringing in the downloads that we all are capable of bringing in. Okay, the energies that are going to be allowing for this to happen is through the Stargate portal. So I want you to just kind of center yourself in into your space and just allow for the energies to go everywhere it is needing to go. Some of you may feel it in y'all's root chakras. Some may feel it in their heart. Some may feel it in the third eye. And some may feel it even in the crown. So it all depends on where exactly you are sensitive at. Okay, so open our hands for grace.
Enoho roku nuki hashanta ki este wakatur. Din hea kata in estetoko. Barroko tu humai. Jit ari hestentoko. Korroko tu humakis. Zin estaki enoroko tu hum. Zita hari este kokokom. Riata ri in este sokotor. zelo rokun, jit ali eneko, naim uthustun, zukri etes takin eshtek rokutu zit ari in ekiatari ishteno kurokutu hum. Rin ishtar isteno kurro. Muk une heshano ri eneste sacrocotum. In ekrain jin elorocum. Gori in hist zam hi nehaki. Alayet orocum. Jit ali en este kinehari in estento. Zanturi ishtar. Zalo, din hekwa, te shato krokunu, bit ari in estes de krokotuhum, ari en heloa, taishte hestin, karokut, maite heli, alu. Zalu, deka niaba, jit alukun, ze haliat, enun bihat riitehist, dayetokorokotuhum, zit arin ewa, daist gutaharin, esteni, alur enekit, janur akiasta halur akaim. Hai, ekutu jita harriete, zamuku reakine hesin, jahino rokutu zimahayet dehaliaku, alonukum eshati, ashanti, ashanti, astakroon. Estono kutu akataist, jita harrokutu Atainu, dik arokotuhum, jit ali hataimu, akus onoku, ilahayenu, kibaharokotus, zeno huraki eshenoa, zarokohun, jari henest, zokunahari, dimahari ataba, tejaku, kokrokonohum, zit ali hanai, tokuta ishta, zimahayata. Et enya toku nukurea, anu ina, makoyanahi hayit, hayate eston, urak hayate emo, taiste mi anu, ta hayate es enoa, bayedo huroku, basaniata, jen hit enoa, kat eshanoa. Thank you. azun imehaki azuni ashatai demoroku un daishenaki zamnu urokutu un dit ali adeno kabaite jonu kari itenasi zono urokutu un.
Energy up and through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your well of dreams at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye, beaming down into the pineal gland, all the way down the shushumna, the central column of the body, all the way down to the perineum, activating the eight-cell blueprint. And take a deep breath in. Okay. Anybody like to share? Any sensations, feelings, questions? Well, you are a healer, sweetie, so I do have to say that. You're a healer, and you also have vision sometimes, but I kind of feel as if you... are afraid of what you may see. So work on that a little bit, but I feel as if you would be an amazing healer. So definitely seek it out. You are very welcome. I guess you could say that. Oh, you're fine. You're fine, sweetie. Any comments are well appreciated. Thank you. Yes, ma'am?
We had quite an interesting conversation.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so now that was the light language activation to basically activate the light language within you. Now, obviously, some of us can't automatically open our mouths and start speaking light language. And a lot of us, we do have earthly karma still in the way of our light language. So just think of today as a starting point for you to speak this light language. Okay? Now, I wasn't going to do the Samhain blessing, but I believe I am. And now this Samhain blessing is one that I wrote, and we're going to do the Samhain blessing. And it may sound a little familiar because of some of this, one of these were actually, I stole a couple words from a book because I couldn't think of a good word for at the end, but... You'll understand it. The wheel turns and year rolls. The moon is waning like the world. In majesty, the goddess passes. The crone's crown with its silver horns. Above her pale and unseen face, her night black star-spangled hair, veiled in the wispy smoke of autumn, flows abound and trails across the world. She has left the Sky King's oaken bed, where they lay together in the golden light of summer. She has risen up and robed herself in darkness. Now she passes through the Samhain fire, trailing darkness like a train behind her, bound now for the Sky King's bed of holly, to lie within or with him at the brink of the year. As she makes her stately passage through the land, her pale white belly is already swelling, with the green child growing in her womb as the year rolls and the wheel turns. Blessed be. And thank you for allowing me to speak. Yes, ma'am?
Just have a question before you finish.
Yes.
In the write-up, it says something about the galactic grandmothers.
Yes, the galactic grandmothers. The galactic grandmothers are a protection around a lot of